Joining us now is John Cassidy, New Yorker staff writer and author of How Markets Fail, The Logic of Economic Calamities. John Cassidy, I think I'll survive this interview, but good morning.
Good morning.
And Todd Zwillig is also going to join us. He's going to talk about the political implications of this bill down in the Senate. But first, John Cassidy, based on what you've written and reported on the nature of this financial crisis and what we've been through in the last year, what do you think the principles of a new regulation scheme are? What should we be looking at? Too big to fail? The risk management issue? Is it more about Madoffs? What do you think?
Well, I think the too big to fail issue is the biggest one, because we've now got these enormous institutions like Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, which clearly we're not going to allow to fail. We've tried letting a big institution fail at Lehman Brothers, and it turned into a disaster. So we're saddled with these monstrous financial institutions. The question is how to regulate them. And I think the Dodd bill was the best attempt yet, actually. I was pretty encouraged by it. It's a lot tougher on Wall Street than the Treasury's own proposals and the proposals the Republicans have put forward. It would create a big new super regulator. One of the problems in the past is that there were four or five different regulatory agencies which the banks played off against each other. Chris Dodd would fold them all into one new agency, which would deal with the banks on a day-to-day basis.
Well, so centralizing,
that's an encouraging sign.
So centralizing a regulatory scheme under one agency, and you're referring, of course, to Senator Chris Dodd, who spoke yesterday as he unveiled his bill down in Washington.
This is not a time for timidity in this area. This is a time for some sweeping and bold changes. It's been a long time coming. We're in the 21st century. We're basically looking at a regulatory structure that was designed either in the 19th or the 20th century, in the early part of the 20th century.
So to lead us across that bridge to the 21st century, Todd Zwillig, does this bill have a chance of passage? And John Cassidy is giving it pretty good reviews.
Well, Dodd's bill, good morning, John. Dodd's bill doesn't have a chance of passage as is, as it's written in its 1,100-page discussion draft right now. But bills almost never have a chance of passage as is. There's a couple reasons why. Dodd's big, bold plan, as he describes it, right now has zero Republican supporters. One of the big reasons is that Dodd also includes a new Consumer Financial Protection Agency to basically protect consumers on things like mortgages, subprime mortgages, credit card rates, you know, hidden fees and fine print, and deceptive practices.
Republicans hate that?
Well, I don't want to ascribe their emotions about it, but they're certainly not in favor of the policy. That's for sure. They've spoken out against that.
What about this principle of a centralized regulatory agency? Is that likely to be preserved if this bill goes forward?
It may be, but Dodd actually has a disagreement with Barney Frank over in the House about that. Dodd wants to take quite a lot of the power of the Fed to regulate banks and regulate their ability to fail, take that out of the power of the Fed and put it in this new financial regulator. Barney Frank preserves some of the power of the Fed. It's kind of inside baseball.
Right. Well,
is a big debate in the financial community.
But it's over the role of the Federal Reserve. John
right.
Cassidy, how do you assess risk and how do you regulate against too much risk in a bill like this? And does the Dodd bill have anything like that?
Well, that of course is the big question. Some people would say you can't regulate risk, and that this is all a waste of time. That we should set up some rules to prevent banks taking risks and maybe break them up, and then we wouldn't need all this regulatory structure. But the administration has not taken that line. There doesn't seem to be any support in Washington for a radical sort of return to split between investment banking and commercial banking, or a big attempt to reduce risk overall by changing the nature of Wall Street.
And that would be a return to Glass-Steagall, which, of course, was the deregulatory scheme that we lived through in the 90s, right?
That we lived through from the 1930s to the 1990s, yes. I mean, of course, you could just tell these banks to get a lot smaller and say you're not allowed to take any more risk, and then it wouldn't really matter who was regulating them.
All right, so we've got a centralized risk structure that might not survive. We've got a consumer protection agency which might survive. Todd Zwillig, this is in some sense a lot about Dodd's own reputation in his home state of Connecticut, right?
Well, Dodd is certainly running for re-election. That's part A. You're right, John. He has a lot of Wall Street analysts and CEOs who live in Connecticut and commute down to Wall Street in New York. That's true as well. And his own reputation, as you mentioned, was suffering. He appeared to have gotten a – well, he not appeared. He did get a discount loan from subprime lender Countrywide on his own mortgage. That has tarnished his reputation back home. So it makes sense that he's getting tough.
He's viewed as Senator Bonus, right? Wasn't he the one who put the bonus – into the stimulus package?
The protecting the bonuses for AIG. Right. That's correct. He's viewed that way back home.
All right. So, John Cassidy, finally, the issue of a consumer protection agency. Do you think that has any sort of economic clout long term, or is it more symbolic?
No, I think that is one of the important parts of the bill, but that's not that new. The administration has already proposed that, and Dodd goes along with that. I think that's something that the Democrats are going to just have to ram through, possibly with the support of one or two senators, but it makes sense. You know, we regulate drugs, we regulate food. Why shouldn't we regulate things like credit cards and mortgages and student loans? These are very complicated products, and we've seen in the last few years that a lot of people get ripped off because they don't understand it.
Well, John Cassidy, New Yorker staff writer and author of How Markets Fail, The Logic of Economic Calamities. Todd, I'm going to give you the last word. Is there going to be anything for the SEC on the Madoff question and executive pay here?
They want to give the SEC more money to do its job, and it gives shareholders a say-so over executive pay, but it's not binding. It's just sort of exposing executive pay in public, and the CEOs can choose whether to comply with what the shareholders say.
So it's a tiptoeing up to the edge, but they don't jump over. Todd Zwillick, Washington correspondent to The Takeaway, talking about the regulatory bill Senator Christopher Dodd of Connecticut unveiled yesterday.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.